everyone, and welcome back to episode 21.
22.
Of the podcast.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the Travelling Two.
Welcome to a very tired episode.
Yeah, we're both feeling quite exhausted at the moment, but we don't have very long left of travelling, and we need to do another rate and review. And
it has to happen.
It has to happen, so we're doing it. How have you felt about this week in general?
This week in general, I really enjoyed the start of the north. But it's been a lot of like full-on days.
Yeah.
And they are quite draining.
A lot of day tours.
Yeah. And right now I do feel quite exhausted.
We had our first experience of a massage yesterday, and I thought it'd help us to relax, but actually it just really, really hurt.
Yeah, and it's left you in pain today.
Yeah, my back is really hurting.
I'd say also this week, I'd say we've had a lot of new experiences.
What do you mean?
Like, some places that we've been to have been places that we haven't seen in the whole of travelling.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like, we've been to our first
elephants, hot springs, canyon. There's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, that's
true. We have your nun nun noodles.
And my first Thai milk tea, which was really, really nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have tried a lot of new stuff, actually.
Quite
that's
a lot
true.
Of new stuff.
Normally, we do a lot of waterfalls and a lot of national parks, which we still have done.
Yeah, there's still
but a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Should we get into our rate and review of the week? So, our first city of the north, well, the capital of the north is Chiang Mai.
Capital of the north?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Well, as in, like, it's just the biggest city in the north. I'd say Chiang Mai is more about the day tours that you do from Chiang Mai rather than the Chiang Mai itself.
Yeah, I mean, Chiang Mai itself is like the old city walls, which we had like an explore around, and there's a few temples that our host recommended us to go and visit. The most beautiful temple, the oldest temple, the first temple that was built, and the silver temple. But they're all quite like short visits, and the old town is very walkable.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's mainly outside of that is the day trips that you do from it and what's in like the surrounding areas of Chiang Mai.
Yeah, they do also have the new town, which I think is where like the locals and like university students all live. And that's where I've been before. But
I think that's
the old town is more touristy, I'd say.
Yeah, and maybe the new town's more of like a cafe scene, more like normal, like more westernized shopping and
yeah,
stuff
more
like that.
Normal life kind of thing rather than traveler area, I'd say. So the day tours that we did were, the first one that we did was Doi Inthanon National Park. They have the highest peak in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
and they also have like these twin pagodas that are devoted to the royal king and queen, the past king. It's also like a really nice national park, so we did a trek through the jungle to like this village where they gave us coffee. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, really good day trip. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about the national park before. And I wasn't, like, sure if it was even worth a day trip, but I think it was really good.
Yeah, I think it was. It had come up on all top things to do in Chiang Mai, and our host said it was really good. Yeah, like, a really nice view. It's really high up in the mountains, and I think it was a really cool place to go to.
Mm-hmm. And then we did elephants.
So this is, like, a huge thing to do in Chiang Mai. Like, everyone comes and has a day at an elephant sanctuary.
You can do it in, like, other places. We've seen it on, like, the islands in Koh Samui and, like,
they have ones
a
in
few,
Thai as well.
Yeah, but like Chiang Mai is like the main hub.
Yeah, and it was so great. I loved it. You just get to like spend the day feeding them, bathe them with mud, you wash them off. It was just a really fun day of like helping the elephant sanctuary like look after their 6 rescued elephants.
Yeah, because I think I was very skeptical for a while about like going to see elephants, because there's so many elephants that are mistreated, and they like online it's all like warnings like don't go, blah blah blah. Like, as long as they're not riding the elephants. And the one that we went to, they had 6 rescued elephants, 3 from a
circus and some from like work,
a logging company and that kind of stuff, and they've bought them off them so that they can look after them
and take good care of them. Yeah, it's an ethical one where they're like doing good stuff, and they're trying to teach all of the tourists that come and visit like the good work that they're doing and how like they've been mistreated in the past.
Yeah, and it was really, really cute. There was like a little baby one as well. It was adorable.
Yeah,
but he was very naughty.
Yeah, the baby one was a bit
out of
naughty.
All the elephants, he was really naughty. I think my favorite elephant was the one Batong.
Yeah, who was like the most pretty elephant and like the
oldest. Yeah, and
one.
She was really smart as well. Every time you shouted her name in like a specific tone of voice, though, she would
she'd like grunt, she'd like go
No, like it was her trunk. It was her trunk doing the little
she'd make a noise.
Trumpet noise. Yeah. It was.
Was it her trunk?
Yeah. Yeah. What else would it be?
I thought it was like her mouth.
No, it was like her trunk. And then the last thing that we did in Chiang Mai was a cooking class. So we've done one in Bali. We did one in Vietnam as well.
Yeah, we skipped Cambodia.
We did skip
Australia
Cambodia.
Australia doesn't want a cooking class.
No. But we did a Thai cooking class, which was really, really good.
Yeah, we actually haven't done an evening one before. And then we did an evening one, which I'm not sure if it really makes a difference, to be honest. But I really enjoyed it. They took you to market again. She actually bought us some fried banana, which was really nice. And then this was like an organic farm. So they took us around their farm and you got to like try some herbs and like pick the stuff that you were going to then put in the food. And what was nice about this cooking class as well is that you got to pick the recipes specifically that you wanted to make. So one stir fry, one curry.
And one soup.
One soup, yeah. And then everyone did spring rolls. So, yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was, I think it's the best pad thai.
Out
on
of
the,
my
on the scale
nine
of pad thais.
Pad thais they come up to.
No, you're not on nine.
I'm on eight, I think.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm 7'7" and you're eight.
Eight, yeah. I'd say it was probably like, maybe my number two.
I'd say number two, yeah.
Maybe my number two pad thai.
My own pad thai.
And also I had my first Penang curry,
which
was
so
good.
So good, yeah.
And then the final thing we did in Chiang Mai today when we came back was the main temple, which is the one that apparently you haven't completed Chiang Mai until you've seen this temple. It's the one with like loads of stairs going up to it. And when we went at like sunset time, so you get like a nice view over the city.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Very pretty, very golden.
So what did you rate Chiang Mai?
I think I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
You think? Why?
Yeah, I was going to give it a 10 out of 10, but I just think, whenever I just think of Khao Sok National Park from last week, I'm thinking...
Yeah.
You know when like you're really happy in a place?
Yeah.
I didn't quite get that. But like it's such a good place, and like there's so much to do from Chiang Mai that it deserves like a very high rating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
I agree. I give it a 9 out of 10 too. I really like Chiang Mai. There is so much going for it. There's so much to do. There's so many places that you could go and see.
Mm-hmm.
Even with, like, we've had...
4 whole nights and then now we're back in Chiang Mai again and we're having another 2 nights.
Right, and there's still more to do and we're still not going to, like, see everything that Chiang Mai has to offer. Like, there's still places that you could go to that you could... Like, other things like zip lining, jungle trekking, like,
waterfalls.
Like, there's still more things that, like... you could go to if you wanted to in Chiang Mai. Like, I just think there's a lot going for the town.
Yeah. I just say it's very big.
It is
Chiang
big.
Chiang Mai is massive. And so, like, the one thing I don't like about
is
it is,
not
like,
walkable.
You can't really walk everywhere.
You do have to get taxis if you want to get to somewhere. So, like, we're staying in a different part of town now. But then if you want to get to, like, anywhere sort of in the middle, really, we're going to have to get taxis about.
Then after Chiang Mai, we went to the little town of Pai. Now, I was really excited for Pai.
I was really excited for Pai as well. We had heard so many good things about Pai. Everyone being like, just get yourself straight to Pai. It was the most amazing place ever. We had the best time.
Like you'll want to stay for way longer.
Yeah, people staying for like a couple of nights and then extending for like a week. And like we just heard such great things. And we were both, I think, really excited.
I had really really high expectations from Pai.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I did like Pai. I did really, really like Pai. But I just don't think it deserves the hype that it gets.
I totally agree. By the end of our, like, we were there for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
By the end, I was like, okay, yes, I really like Pai. It's really nice, small, hippie town, really cute cafes. I like the fact that you can walk about it. It's got some really nice things there to see. But I don't think it deserves that half the hype it gets.
No.
It's nice. For a couple of days, you don't need a week there. I don't know what you do for a week there.
I mean, people are just high. Like, Pai is like, yeah.
Yeah, it's hippie.
Yeah, very hippie.
I would compare it more to like the Bali kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it was Bali.
Smoothie bowls and stuff like that.
Without the incense and without the music, which I've really appreciated because that's what I hated the most about Bali.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so when we were in Pai, the first day we arrived and we had a bit of an afternoon to fill. So we hired a scooter and we went to Pambok Waterfall.
Yeah.
Now, this waterfall that we went to was not that great.
It wasn't. It was just not a lot of water there.
No, and it's just, you had to pay an entrance fee of like 200 baht, which is like not loads, but like...
It's a fair amount, but it was meant to include also one of the hot springs and I think entrance to the cave as well. But because we had gone there for the afternoon, we couldn't fit in that.
Yeah.
On the same day. So really, it was just 200 baht just to enter this waterfall, which was really just like not that great.
Yeah. But I mean, it was still nice to go to waterfall.
Yeah, it was still nice. And then we still had that scooter for the next couple of days. So we went to the hot springs in Pai, which I really liked. They were really cool. Like bubbling water, 80 degrees.
And you could go further down the stream and you could go in the hot water baths. They were all like 36 degrees. It was really nice. Like,
it was nice to
chill. Very chilled as well. I think I liked that day because we just had like the scooter to ourselves. We just spent the amount of time that
however long we wanted and then like went somewhere else.
Yeah. And then the next place was the Big Buddha. Big white Buddha.
It is what it says. Yeah. It is a big white Buddha.
You just walk up so many steps and then you see it and then you walk back down.
Yeah.
But my favourite thing in Pai was the canyon.
Yeah, so the Pai Canyon is a big place that people go to watch sunset. And it was really, really cool. There's so many like little walkways that you can follow. Quite like scary. It's like right on the edge of like the side of the cliff, basically. But everyone's just like there and chilling and watching the sunset. And it was just really, really cool and really nice.
It is really, really cool. Like very cool, like little narrow paths. Mm. And yeah, I loved it.
I really liked it too.
And then the final thing that we did in Pai was Mopang Waterfall.
Yeah, so actually we thought this waterfall was going to be worse than the first one that we went to. Turns out it was way better.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to go to one waterfall,
go to that one.
Yeah, it was free and it was abandoned during COVID. And so like all the bridges and stuff apparently fell down. But now they're starting to build it up. So when we went, there was like a massive bamboo bridge and like a...
And they're building a concrete bridge.
Massive entrance. And like it was really, really cool. And the waterfall was really good. There was like a little slide into the water, like on the rocks. And there were quite a few people about as well.
Yeah, lots of people. That was really, really nice.
And then that afternoon, we were supposed to go to Tipsy Tubing, which was really disappointing that it wasn't on because we had planned our Pai trip around
Tipsy Tubing. Being there on a Tuesday to be able to go to Tipsy Tubing.
Yeah, because it's only on a Tuesday and a Friday, and everyone was like, oh, if you're in Pai, you have to make sure that you're there on a Tuesday or a Friday.
So we did,
but there had been a massive storm the night before, and there was just so much rain that it was just too dangerous, they said, so they had to cancel.
So that was sad, but instead we went for a massage.
Yeah. We had a very, like, chill Zen day instead, which I quite enjoyed. Like, we spent longer at the waterfall. Yeah, I still liked it. We went to the Chinese village as well.
Oh, yeah. I really liked that. That was really cute. Like, just a nice little stop.
Yeah, like, we were only there for, like, 20 minutes, half an hour, like, walking around. It was really pretty, though. And then we went for the massage, which was really good.
Which was good. So, what did you rate Pai?
I rated Pai an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.5.
8.5, yeah. I'd probably go for 8.5. It is really nice. I did really like the lifestyle. Laid back.
Yeah.
Probably a bit too hippie, though.
Yeah, a bit too hippie. Well, you did try and, like, make yourself as integrated as you possibly could.
Put myself bandana, like, long earrings.
Yeah.
It's getting right in the hippie vibe.
You were.
On to our tiffs and tales.
Do you want to start with your tiff?
Okay, my tiff of you is that when you're in, like, a mood, like, whether it's, like, really happy or really low or, like, just meh, you can't get you out of that mood of thinking. Like, say for example we were by the waterfall, both of us weren't feeling it that much. It's hard to, like, get you out of a pattern of thinking once you're in one. I'm like, come on, Hannah, we've got to enjoy it, we're at a waterfall. But I think I'm the same, because
I think you are the same.
So we don't help each other out. I think that's the tip. Like, when we're both in a low mood, we're not very good at, like, picking ourselves up.
I think it's fine if one of us are. So, like, say when you're, like, sad, if I can, like, you know, I'll try and say things or, like, try and just, like, cheer you up somehow. Yeah. Doesn't normally work until, like, you're ready to come out of it. So I think you are the same.
Yeah.
But then when, like, say at that waterfall, I think both of us were just a bit, like, ugh.
Yeah. I think we were really tired from the travelling. Bit stressed out as well because we had rented a scooter and, like...
The scooter wasn't great.
The scooter wasn't
really
great.
I was worried that we weren't going to get back.
Bit worried about, like, our fuel level. We thought we didn't have enough fuel to get back. Yeah. We were, like, a bit stressed.
Yeah.
And, like, we were stressed and tired. Yeah. And then, like, it's really hard when both of us are feeling like that to, like... Like, nope, we've got to enjoy it. We've only got six days of travel.
I think it was also, I was like, what's wrong with you? And you were like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And it was just like, I was like, why are you sad? What can I do? And then you were like, why are you sad? What can I do? And I was like, well,
I don't know. this is like the reality of travel after a while. Like, you're gonna have your down days, and it's hard, like, when both of you are having like a bit of a moment,
yeah,
and then both of you can't get out of that moment, and then you just end up like not knowing how to,
in a bit of a rut,
yeah, how to get out of it.
Mm.
Yeah,
we got out of it,
we got back in one piece, and then we were happy.
We were all right. We had a shower probably. Yeah. Okay, so my tip of you was either going to be that, but now that's been said, or a second one then.
A second tip.
Would be, when we were with the elephants.
Okay.
You got to have a mud bath with them and get all muddy.
Mm.
Sarah really didn't want to get muddy, and I really wanted you to come and join me and get muddy.
I'm sorry, I wasn't feeling it by that point. Normally I'm like, yeah, I'll get muddy, yeah. I'll get really involved. Normally I am. The reason was, we had just done our washing the day before, and that swimsuit was brand new, clean, freshly washed. And I really just couldn't be asked to, like, get it all dirty and, like, muddy again and have to have it in my suitcase. So I was like, do I really want to get in the mud right now?
Yes, you did.
I didn't. We had spent all day with the elephants. I was like, let them enjoy themselves. I can watch from a distance. I don't need to be... When we went in the water, I went in. That was fine. I didn't mind being in the water. It was just the mud that wasn't a fan of.
Yeah, you weren't.
No.
So this week we only have one tale. As you might know, it's monsoon season in Thailand at the moment, and this hasn't really affected our travel so far.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been much rain.
I mean, debatable, we have had quite a bit of rain the past week.
That's true.
Yeah,
but generally I would say we've been fairly lucky with chasing the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but then the last week we have been trapped in the rain a couple of times,
and it's been at like
quite inconvenient times.
So on Saturday night we were in Chiang Mai, and we were at the Saturday night walking street market thing, and we were just in a stall, like, looking at some earrings, and then suddenly it just starts pouring it down.
Mm.
And then we, like, found shelter in, like, another stall with this guy who was selling, like, loads of trousers and stuff. And he was lovely. He was like, oh, stay here as long as you want, like, until the rain stops. But the rain was, like, so heavy.
So heavy.
We ended up standing there for, like, a good 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah, and he was, like, just blocking everything and pouring the water off the roof. And
yeah, like, the stalls in front, like, one of the ladies, like, she was packing her stuff as quickly as possible, but I swear, some rain,
it knocked everything over.
Yeah, and went everywhere. So anyway, we, like, stand around for, like, a while, and then we're like, we're gonna have to go at some point. So we're like, how are we gonna get back? And then the guy hands us some plastic bags, and is like, put these over your head, it'll protect you.
So we're like, okay. And then he's like, wait, phones are important. Take another one. Put your phone in it.
So we just had these plastic bags on our heads. Nothing else covering, like, we had no ponchos, nothing.
No.
And then we just ran in the rain.
Back. And then the road to the hostel was completely flooded as well. I ended up taking off my flip-flops and just walking barefoot because it was so high.
Yeah, we were wading through it. Like, it came up to almost our knees. Like, yeah. Your knees. Yeah.
My knees. And then, shout out to Big, he's a great guy. He was waiting for us to get back. I think he was waiting for us. Right?
You always think he's waiting
for us. He's waiting for us. He was he's so concerned if we're not there.
It's true.
Yeah.
We came back from a tour and we decided to go to a restaurant first.
Yeah.
Before we went back to the hostel. And then we arrived at the hostel at, like, 9 p.m. He was like, you were supposed to get back from your tour at, like, 6 p.m. I've been worried about you.
Yeah, he's like, I was going to call them to check check where you were.
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
But yeah, he was waiting for us. And then he just was in hysterics laughing at us with these bags on our head and water everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we did look a bit ridiculous.
We looked completely ridiculous.
But yeah, and then we got stuck again.
And in Pai, when we were down at Walking Street, and we had the most amazing falafel from this falafel woman.
Yeah, really highly recommend. Go find the falafel stall on the Market Street in Pai. It's amazing.
Amazing. But we literally got that, and as she gave it to us, it then started chucking it down.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to run with our falafel to a bar, and we were trapped in a bar for a good few hours.
Yeah, which isn't a bad place to be trapped.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So on to our lessons learned for the week. Following on from the tale then, our first lesson learned is to always carry a poncho in monsoon season.
Yeah, always. It's just the, like, speed at which it changes.
Yeah, it can be, like, super sunny and then it will just chuck it down out of nowhere. Like,
and, like, once it starts, it's going to last for, like, a solid hour or two. So
yeah.
Yeah. always wear a poncho. Or, like, bring it with you. Second lesson is, we have mentioned this already, but just want to emphasise that if you're going to go for a waterfall in Pai, don't go to Pambok Waterfall. Go to Mopeng Waterfall.
Yeah, it's really nice. Way more fun. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
And our final lesson is that Thai massages are painful.
So painful.
I think people generally go for massages to feel more relaxed afterwards. But a Thai massage, they are pushing every single part of your body.
They just pull so much. They pull your leg and they pull your arms.
And they like use their arm to like really get into you.
Yeah, and they put so much weight on you as well.
Yeah.
Like, she fully stood up on me.
And she did. She was walking on you.
And they just, like, pinch you so hard. My shoulder, I could feel her, like, taking the knots out, but I was like, this is a bit too much. Could you please stop?
And, like, some people, I think, even ask them to go easy, but I'm not sure they really know what that is.
Yeah, no, she was taking out her whole anger on me, I think. It's also just very up and close and personal. I was like, this is a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah, just maybe, like, look at what you're signing up for before you go for it.
Yeah, I think just a back and a foot massage is enough. But it's a good experience anyway.
Yeah.
On to our highs and lows.
Okay, my high of the week is from the elephants.
I knew you were going to say elephants.
I really enjoyed the whole mud and the bathing part of the elephants.
Was that your favourite part?
Yeah.
Really?
When we were just, it's just that one with...
With the elephants.
The elephants.
I think my favourite part was just feeding them. Like, the first time we fed them.
I liked the first
activity. I liked it when we were, like, putting it in their mouth and they were opening their mouth, like, big for us.
I liked it when the trunk was up in the air. Yeah. And they would open their mouth and we'd put it in.
Yeah.
But I think I was really happy in the mud bath and the washing part. And just, it was fun.
Yeah, we haven't actually mentioned as well. One thing I would say was we went for the full day tour of the elephants. And I'd say, like, you do get a lot more extra time.
Yeah, you get quite a bit extra time with them. And it's a bit more...
It's just a bit more personal.
It's a bit more one-on-one.
Yeah, because there's six elephants. So you have to share them between the group, kind of. And so we, for the first time we fed them, it was only our group of, like, I don't know how many people, 15?
Yeah, maybe.
But then
by the afternoon, when we fed them a second time, like, the afternoon group joined us. So it was, like, a lot more people. So, obviously, they didn't get as much one-on-one time with the elephants as we got.
Yeah, yes, we did. Yeah, elephants were definitely a high for me as well. But I have seen elephants before, so I feel like it wasn't quite the exact same high you were getting. You were so happy.
I was really happy.
You were, like, I had been ecstatically happy all day long.
I had been really excited to see them, and it did meet...
All the pictures and videos of you just look ridiculously happy, like a child in a candy shop or something.
I did really enjoy it.
My high of the week was probably the canyon, Pai Canyon at sunset.
That was going to be my second high.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I think it was just very chill. We had such a good day as well. Like, it's when we have a good day and then we have a nice sunset and, like...
Everything's great.
It was great. I've been teaching Hannah some Portuguese words. We were going over our...
Yeah.
Revision and watching the sunset. It was really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
What about your low for the week?
My low for the week, which we have already mentioned, when we were at Pambok Waterfall, it was just the moment before. It was like the stress of the driving the scooter and arriving and then not being so impressed by the waterfall and then just not being that impressed by Pai in general.
Mm.
I think it was like when we initially arrived in Pai, we were like, what is the hype about? Like, our hostel, we didn't love our hostel. It was a bit too hippie and, like, yeah.
Yes, my low of the week is quite similar. My low of the week is the initial impression of Pai. I think it was that the whole time that we were both just quite low.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, from arriving to dinner.
Yeah.
You were better after you'd been in the water because you're always better. I was like, when you were like, should I go in? I was like, yes, you should go in. You 100% should go in.
I was like, I know that if I go in the water and I'm swimming, I mean, I wasn't swimming because it wasn't deep enough to swim. But I was like, I need to go in the water and then I'll feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you felt better, I felt a bit better. But yeah, Milo is probably more specifically like the initial impression when we first got to Pai and we had like a wander around to like see it before we got the scooter and like
true.
When and I was just like, what is the hype? There wasn't even a lot of shops.
No, that yeah, that's true. Actually, we were expecting,
like there's not even a lot to see in the town. There's one street.
Yeah, there is literally one street. Like, we were looking around for shops that had, like, cool, like, jewellery, cool, like, little accessory things that you could buy. And there were a few, but, like, not as many as I was hoping for. No,
I just thought there was going to be a lot more in the town. And it just really wasn't. And it was just that initial disappointment.
Yeah. On to our interesting facts for the week.
What facts have you got this week? I've got some elephant facts.
Okay, you've got some elephant facts. I've got a few about just Chiang Mai. Apparently Chiang Mai means new city. It's just a random fact for you.
Okay.
We visited the highest peak in Thailand, which was 2,565 metres. And I just wanted to compare it to Scaffold Pike, because we climbed Scaffold Pike last summer.
Mm.
And that was only 978 metres. So this was...
We didn't climb this.
No, we didn't
climb it. We got driven up it.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Then walked, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, but just for the scale,
For the scale, okay.
It's 2.5 times bigger than Scaffold Pike.
That's quite steep. They wanted us to drive a motorbike up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so my elephant facts are what they taught us at the sanctuary. So we got to smell elephant poo.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we did.
And elephant poo doesn't have a smell.
No.
So they poo a lot.
A lot. Because they eat so much.
Yeah.
They eat.
But the reason that their poo doesn't smell is because their digestive systems aren't very good.
Mm.
So actually all the, like, minerals and nutrients in a lot of food isn't digested, which is the reason they eat so much, is because they need to get more nutrients. But then their poo doesn't smell because actually it's still got loads of nutrients and stuff in it, whereas, like, obviously our poo smells because we take all the nutrients out. I have a non-poo related fact. Do you remember why the elephants have holes by their eyes on each side of their face?
No, I actually don't remember.
So women, like female elephants,
yeah,
have holes. I don't know if the male ones do as well, but the female ones definitely have holes because
they
release pheromones out of them when they're ready to have babies.
Oh,
and then the males can, like, sniff them from, I can't remember how much away, but can smell the pheromones and then come and have sex. And then do you remember how long they carry a baby for?
2 years.
Yeah, 22 months.
22 months, yeah.
Yeah, they carry the baby elephant for before giving birth. And it's very unlikely to have, like, twins or triplets because baby elephants are big. That's all that I remembered.
I have one fact about Pai, about the hot water, the springs.
Mm.
Hot springs. We went and one part of the hot springs was 80 to 100 degrees and you could boil an egg in it.
Yeah, you could. Although it did say don't boil eggs.
In a plastic container.
In a plastic container, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we could, yeah.
You think we could have made boiled eggs there?
Maybe. No, I don't know. One thing that I found out that I was quite intrigued by that I didn't realise, is Thailand is the only country that's not been colonised by a European country.
Ooh.
Because, like, we've been to Cambodia, we've been to Vietnam, they were all colonised by France.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places just have in the world have been colonised by a European country, but Thailand never has.
Pretty
Thailand
independent.
Means, yeah, land of the free.
Does it?
Yeah. I did have another fact for you.
Yeah.
You know how we keep seeing on the news, BBC News, conjoined twins got, like,
separated by VR.
Thailand was the first ever country to have conjoined twins.
Wow.
Siamese twins.
Did they get separated?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I think they did, and then they married different royals. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, royalty conjoined twins.
I don't know. This could be completely wrong. All I saw was something about conjoined twins, and I was like, oh, an animal like this. Nice. On to our upcoming plans.
So, as I've said, we're now in Chiang Mai for a couple more days, and then we're gonna be heading to our final two places.
Wait, no, we're in Chiang Mai, back in Chiang Mai again, because we want to go to Chiang Rai. So we're going to Chiang Rai, which is, like, another area, town, city, I don't know. We're going for the temples.
There's a white temple.
White temple, the blue temple, the black temple.
But we only really knew about the white one before we came.
Yeah. So we're going to Chiang Rai. And then we're going down to Kanchanaburi.
Which has really cool waterfalls.
Mm-hmm, very clear blue waterfalls.
Yeah, hopefully impressive.
And some war memorial stuff as well. And then we're going to Bangkok.
Which is our final place before we fly home in 1 week's time.
Less than 1 week's time.
Yeah, but I'll be home in 1 week's time.
So yeah, we will be home in 1 week's time.
We'll be on a plane in under a week.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to hear our voices very soon. So be appreciating these last few episodes.
Make sure to turn your notifications on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at the Travelling 2 Podcast.
And if you want to send us any questions, any suggestions, anything that you want to share with us, email us at thetravelling2pod@gmail.com.
For now.
Bye.